Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello, everybody. I hope you can hear me. This is Chesterardo, and I'm here in 1020 Studios. It's been a long time since I've done a new show, and I've been thinking about it a lot for the last couple of days, and decided that this morning I was going to just get back on the air. I've done over close to 90 shows over the last 6 or 7 years, and this is the first time, obviously, that all of us are going through what we're going through right now. Major changes in our lives, and just literally hour to hour. It used to be that you'd open up your mailbox in the morning or look in your front yard and pick up the newspaper with the news of the day. But these days, it's happening literally as we speak right now, and I'm sure between the time we're starting this broadcast right now to the time we're done, we will have some additional changes. So I wanted to gear today's show to all of you out there that are listening that are in the same business that I'm in, which is the food business, and I've been in it for pretty much my whole life. As many of you out there are listening have probably been in it as well. It's a business of passion, not always the most money that you'd ever make, but a lot of incredible gratification about just making something, pouring a drink, brewing a coffee, baking a cake for somebody who on the other side of that counter is going to really enjoy what you've done and have their little break, whether it be a coffee break, a lunch break, a dinner out, a lunch out, a catering job. This is one of those businesses that every day get up as early in the morning as we have to, and we spend the day thinking literally of how we're going to do the best job we can to feed all of you. So if you're like me, our lives have been pretty much turned upside down in the last week and a half to 2 weeks, even a little bit longer, and everybody who's also in our business at the same time, we're experiencing exactly something that we never probably in our lifetime thought that we would ever be able to imagine. And so a bunch of different things that we can do. And I'm getting, some ideas literally as the hours pass to try to come up with solutions and have conversations that are not just going to be the gloom and doom, sad, scary words that we're hearing all around us right now. I can tell you right now, I know that being positive and having faith in each other is probably the best thing that we can do. And for those of you who have spiritual backgrounds, to pray, yes, all those things out there that happen in our lives, we always try to look to each other. We look to what our beliefs are to try to get us through to family members. And this is pretty much a situation that we've been practicing for pretty much our whole lives. All right, we don't have a lot of time tonight. We have about 25 minutes or so to talk about this, but I decided, I'm making the commitment that I'm going to start doing this show every single night at 8:30. It'll be archived. Most of them will be live shows, and some of them will probably be pre-recorded just based on our schedules. I know that in Washington State, news has just come up literally within just the last couple of minutes, more than anything, that our Governor Inslee has decided to shut down and close all of the restaurants and bars and food businesses that serve the public physically. And I imagine that's going to close all the coffee places and as well. I also think it's a possibility that this will lead to some of the grocery counters also being shut down and possibly just setting up complete delivery service of food and beverage. This is impacting all of us immediately right now. And there are some options that are happening. that we can talk about. I wanted to say two things real quick. You have the ability to call in. If those of you who are online right now, you'll probably see a call-in number. That's 516-387-1533. And you can call in now. I'm not probably going to be able to take every single call as well as answer the chats, but I know there's a few people holding right now, so I ask for your patience to keep listening, and I will get to you so we can get some other feedback. This is just a few things that I wanted to run down a little bit. First thing is, how the heck are we going to pay our bills? What are we going to do if we work for an organization that's more of a mom-and-pop restaurant where there might not be any pay time off situations or vacation pay or sick leave available at this point in those small businesses? So let's start with that. In my situation, I work for a family business. They're incredible, wonderful people, and they've been in the business for many, many years, and they started a brand new restaurant on the island that I live in. It's just all the years of experience and their semblance of incredible people have opened up just a phenomenal restaurant. The reviews and people are just loving it. Everybody's really excited about it and being happy to be part of it. And I'm really proud to be working for them. But they are a small business, so they don't have a lot of options right now as far as these backup plans to cover employees at this point in time. For the most part, what I've read and what I've been told is that there are some services available for all of us where we can get possibly some support. And Employment Security has a bunch of programs specifically designed for employers and employees at this point in time. They have programs basically connected to the COVID-19 that may be able to help. And they have a set of emergency rules to relieve, hopefully, the burden of temporary layoffs. Let's talk about this in a temporary way, hopefully. And also people who are in isolation and quarantined. Businesses that are forced to shut down now had no choice. And believe me, the last thing that they want to do is put their staff out of work and not be able to support them in some way. So what I know is that workers can receive unemployment benefits, and employees may get relief of benefit charges too if an employer needs to shut down. Now, when these original things that I typed up today and looked at, now everything has changed completely. There's something called standby, and that will be available for part-time workers as well as full-time workers, as long as they work a minimum of 680 hours. Workers that are asked to isolate and quarantine by professionals or the public health people right now may receive unemployment benefits, and work search requirements might be waived. You know, like when you get unemployment, you have to go on a certain amount of interviews per week. So they're thinking about probably waiving that just because people can't really leave their houses. And if somebody, God forbid, falls really, really ill and is forced to quit and can't collect unemployment benefits while they're really ill, they may be eligible once they recover and available back for work. That is the worst case scenario. But we got to talk about it out loud. We got to, you know, discuss it. There's a bunch of new rules. And so what I tell everybody right now that to begin with is just go to the Employment Security Department website. It's ESD. That's E, S as in Sam, D as in David, .wa.gov. And they have a bunch of things that were just put up that will help you figure out what category you're in and what can be done. I have more information about the power company. Our power company, water companies, and gas companies are not planning to do any kind of disconnections for people who might have a payment plan that they have to pay at a certain time in order to maintain their utilities. So if that's true, and I did read it on the PSE website, earlier today, that they are not going to disconnect, and they are going to try to participate in some sort of a plan to help people make payments in a different way. So that's kind of good news, because let's face it, a lot of us in this business live paycheck to paycheck, where we have a decent quality of life, but we don't have that extra. or maybe before, you know, this thing happened a month and a half ago, somebody saved up for, you know, weeks and months to rebuild something in their car so they have better transportation. Or maybe mom or dad got a new job, and so therefore they have to supply daycare for their children. And that's a new thing, you know, for them. Schools are closing on Tuesday here in Skagit County and mostly around the rest of the state of Washington. All of a sudden, how are people going to, single people who, moms or dads that have, you know, not or have jobs and they have certain daycare, you know, people involved to help them on a daily basis, what's going to happen there? Most of the schools, and especially the schools in our area, are going to continue to provide lunches and breakfasts for kids that depend on those meals. All this information is totally available on the websites, the Anacortes School District site, Mount Vernon, Skagit Valley, and I'm talking just from where I am, but of course anybody that's listening, all of our states, everybody has that information online. So we have some options. We have some ability to find some help. And that's the first thing on everybody's mind. How am I going to pay my bills? What am I going to do? What else can I do? The other thing to think about is if you're a restaurant owner or if you're in the food business, how can food be produced with some sort of curbside delivery or pickup in a safe way that can allow people to basically order food? Now, I know that many people are going to, you know, think about what they can do to bring stuff into their house so they can cover the things that they need and everything that is, you know, around the house and taking inventories and going out and getting things that they need when they can. But what happens if somebody is waiting for a paycheck that happens in the middle of the month and is not ready to do that yet? This is what we have to talk about, and this is some of the plans that we have to come up with. I know the food banks are going to be jammed to capacity. I know a lot of people are incredible that have posted things that they have extra diapers, they have extra bottles of water, they have canned goods that they'll donate. So first things first is to, if you're in that position, is to do some posting of your needs locally, try to network with some of the people you know. This is the thing about Facebook. If you have 1,000 friends, maybe you don't know them all, but it's always, you know, for people who love Facebook, wow, I got all these friends. Well, now's the time to start putting out some information about things that you might need or be able to trade with other people in order to make these next couple of weeks less difficult for all of you. And I hope that's making some sense to you. I'm going to see if we can take this first caller who's been on here for a long time. We also have chat available. There's a chat window. There's several people who are joining the conversation. Please do not hesitate to write some information. Like I said, I decided to do the show about 10 hours ago. I got to the studio, tried to set up things in the best way I possibly can, and get on the air. Tomorrow will be a little bit better, and the next day will be better. And as things happen right now, we'll only do 30 minutes a day, but I'm hoping by the end of this week, I'll be able to do 2 full hours a day. And that might be broken up into 4 half-hour shows or 2 one-hour shows. I don't know. But I'm working on that. Setting this up for communication, I want people to be able to text me or email me, so therefore I can take your needs and requirements and post things on this Chef's Drawers Foodomania site and get the communication open and try to help. Now, I'm not the only person that wants to be involved in this, and I've talked to some of my associates and chef's friends and barista friends and people who are prep cooks and create dishwashers, and everybody wants to try to help in some way, shape, or form. We don't want to sit around and be scared and sit around by ourselves and isolate, even though we, for many, many reasons right now, we have to do this new thing called social distancing. And a term that nobody heard 2 weeks ago. Anyway, so we're going to be positive, right, everybody? And we're going to make this thing work for all of us. We're going to get through this. And we're going to be really careful about getting too negative, getting dosed with a lot of negativity. But it's really important to be realistic, to be real, and to take precautions. I'm not going to start mentioning the precautions that fall based on all these websites. You can read about it. There's a lot of people out there who are just maybe have been a little bit in denial of what they need to do and prepare. and how things are going right now. I just want us all to be calm and take it seriously, especially when we're talking to our kids, especially when we're talking to other people. I'm talking a little bit fast. I have some emotion in me right now, but I'm wanting to make sure that you know that you're not alone, that you're not dealing with this all by yourself. If you're somebody who likes their privacy, somebody who keeps themselves, God bless you. But now is a good time to open up a little bit and get some information, talk it out a little bit. Obviously, it'll have to be done maybe on the phone, maybe it'll have to be by email or text, but don't isolate yourself. Stay active, stay close to other people. All right, let's see if I can do this. Are you still, let's see if we have somebody on the air. Are you with me right now? I can't tell if you're there. Okay, we're still trying. I guess they were very patient and they wanted to hold on, but they couldn't really do it for as long as we were hoping that they would. There is definitely, hopefully there are more people that can call in. Let me give you the phone number again if you want to call in. It's 516-387-1533. 516-387-1533. Okay, so some more information and just stuff that you'll be able to get some, you know, more information. The Center for Disease Control site is a good one to go to. It's the cdc.gov. That will give you some latest information updates in our area. One of the things I was going to say is network with your fellow employees and other restaurants that you do stuff with. I know there's so many restaurants in small areas that take care of each other on so many levels. They trade inventory when they're running low on stuff. They help each other out. They support each other. So it's a very, very good idea to just continue talking to them. I've talked to probably, I would say, more people today than I have in a month, as far as like people I haven't talked to in a long time. And the general consensus in almost every conversation I've had is that we're going to get through this. And how are we going to get through it? We're going to get through it by being strong. We're going to get through it by being creative in the restaurant. The takeout situation, the curbside delivery is a really good possibility. For those of you who are in the front of the house, that's one of the hardest things. If you're a bartender or you're a server, who are we going to serve right now? It's the question that everybody's going to want to know, and how can we deal with this in a different way? Everything is based on safety, and that is how we have to be thinking right now. But there are many safe ways that we can pass on meals and pass on some services to other people. They're doing the curbside delivery situation where people will call in, use their credit card, place their order, and things will be placed. I've seen just literally in the last 24 hours a few restaurants putting up little farm stand type things that you see basically when you go to a farm where it's a little stand, and then they have a roadside thing where their little barn is closed, but you can still buy flowers, you can still get produce. In a lot of cases, they do that on the honor system. I see the same things today. I've seen two different restaurants that I know of build small little racks in front of their restaurant that are little cases. I've seen somebody else actually take a rolling bread rack and seal it up with plastic to make put some sheet pans on it and be able to put meals with people's names on it, and they can come and get it. It's an honor system situation, and believe me, I think most people, 99 and 9/10%, of all people will follow this and do it in the right way for people and businesses to be able to make this a regular thing. Seniors and people who are very, very hard to get around, that's something that some of us front of the house people can do. We can possibly call the senior centers, find out if they have people who come to the center on a regular basis, and there are phone numbers and way to get in touch with people that maybe you can help in that situation by doing some prepping and cooking at home, where you can make those meals available to be picked up outside your house and maybe be delivered to somebody else. We have to be creative, ladies and gentlemen, everybody out there. We have to be creative right now. We have to think in terms of how we can generate a little bit of income and commerce outside the dining room and outside the bar. I know that some of the restaurants now are scaling down to maybe just the head chef and maybe the owner going in the morning and starting to cook and try to prepare meals that can be picked up and purchased. The other thing that you've heard a lot about is gift certificates, and a lot of restaurants are doing that at a special discounted rate. In some cases, they're offering like a 15 or 20, 30% discount on their regular, in other words, so if you buy a $100 discount, it might be worth $120 when it can be redeemed hopefully very soon. There's different things that we can do and think about. And if you have an idea and you're not sure how it can work, that's what this show is set up for. We're set up to be able to pass on some information back and forth. Now, this is not a self-promotion situation for me. I just want you guys to know you have an option. You can get on Facebook and go to Chef Duardo's Foodomania, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, apostrophe S, Foodomania, and you'll see it. Get on there. You can communicate with me. You can give me reference numbers. You can give me the possibility if you might have some sort of a job available that's a local or restaurant worker could possibly do temporarily. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to pass stuff back and forth. And I'm going to pretty much be spending my time, based on the fact that I'm pretty much here in the studio and in the home. I'm going to spend most of my day right now since as a chef, I have no longer have a kitchen to be able to cook in. I'm going to be cooking up ideas here in this kitchen and in the studio to try to help people. I know that's what I want to do, and I know there's so many people just like me that actually want to do the same thing as well. So I encourage you to be positive and not be afraid to ask questions, and also not be afraid to say, I'm scared. I don't know what I'm going to do, and let somebody network with you and talk with you and through it. We don't know the extent of how serious certain things are, but we do know how serious it is to keep together and stay together and be able to communicate with each other. Something good is hard to see right now when you're panicking, when you're worried about how you're going to pay your bills, how are you going to take care of your kids and family and friends. No joke, but I know from my own life experiences that we can get through just about anything. And cooks know it. Restaurants know it. We know when we have a good night and we get through it. We know when we say we're in the woods and we're getting slammed. We know when we think everything's going great and some equipment breaks down. The next thing you know, we have to get a new freezer. We have to do something, fix the oven. We have a water heater that goes out. We're used to it. We've been in training, ladies and gentlemen. We have been in training for this on so many ways. And I'm just hoping that you'll realize all that. And that's what I have to say about it. Just checking the updates of right now, the positive information. What's positive out of all this? I know there's positive stuff out of this. People might all of a sudden for the first time have some time to be able to take care of themselves in a different way. Because I know I could work up to 50 or 55, 60 hours a week, get very little sleep, and keep going and going. Well, now it's going to be a time to catch up on a little bit of things like that and rest, get strong, stay healthy. Check on the people around you. Really, really important. Now, remember, again, check those websites out. It's really important for unemployment as first thing for people. Now, I wanted to say, besides the ESD.wa.gov site for workers, a lot of businesses have options, too. There are some funds available and applications that you can fill out right now. All you people who own restaurants and coffee bars, there are options, and just you can Google it. I'll have more information posted on Chef Duardo's Foodomania Facebook page by tomorrow morning of places and where there are funds available. There are emergency funds available for situations in small businesses, and many of you out there will probably qualify for the help just to get through. Now, we're talking about payroll, but what about the restaurant's rent? What about their water bill? What about the food that they have in their walk-in? That they're not going to be able to cook on a regular basis because they're preparing to do 50 to 100 dinners a night. And what are they going to do with that food? Well, that's the whole idea, to turn that into meals for other people that they can pick up and purchase. We have to be thinking about this plan. We have a little time now to do it. And I think within a day or two, all of you out there who own a business and can network and talk to other people will be able to completely get some information and share some ideas. It's a big place, Washington State, and to all the families and all the people out there that might be listening that are in quarantine right now or in isolation, you're not forgotten. We know your needs. We know that there's hope, to have hope. I'm not a priest or a pastor. I was going to almost be a rabbi at one point in time when I was a little kid. But the Beatles came out, and that was the end of that for me. I became a musician and a cook. But I have to say that at this point in time, I'm not trying to preach. I'm trying to be realistic. But I think that it's the most important. What restaurant worker or barista or waiter, waitress, bartender do you know that is not a nice person, that is not positive, that is not full of energy? We all are, because we have to be to do the kind of work that we do. Now, we're talking specifically to people in our industry right now in this show. I'm hoping that as the shows increase and as these times increase, that I'll be able to talk more to other businesses, because other businesses have already putting up lists. People need painters. There are different people that are hiring right now. And so there are definitely options available out there for possible employment. The problem is the environment that you might go work part-time in. Is that going to be also a safe environment? But we don't know the answers to this yet. We will know them soon, let's hope. So remember, you can contact me, and I'll give you my email address. It's Chef Stuardo, that's C-H-E, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, at hotmail.com. You can also come to the Facebook page, and that is Chef Stuardo's Foodomania. Either one of those are perfect communications for me right now. Email me any ideas, any concerns, any job possibilities that you have, and I will post them and put them up. If you have a Facebook page or you have a Twitter account, use that to network with other people to be able to tell them about things you might have that you can pass on, things that you can possibly trade, things that you might be able to do to service your neighbor. And then that neighbor will get some benefits and be able to feel a little bit safer and possibly pass the ideas on to the next person. It's the game of telephone. The old game of telephone is you line 10 people up. It starts on the first person to the left. You'll say the word pickle. And by the time it gets to the other, you know, end and 10th person, it's Cadillac convertible. This is the game of telephone where we're going to say one thing to the next person, keep it accurate and pass it on to the next person, keep it accurate and keep passing it on to the next person. I think that's the most important way to communicate right now. Don't be scared. You're not alone. Don't be afraid to ask questions and the hard questions. And if you need help, for heaven's sake, go out and ask for it. It's totally possible. It's really, really important. And I know that you can do this. Okay, well, here it is, pretty much almost the end of our show. We didn't get very many people at this point in time chatting. We've had a couple of phone calls of people who wanted to, you know, be part of this conversation, but sadly they weren't able to stick around for the amount of time they needed right now to order converse. Let's hope tomorrow will be a little bit easier. And maybe in tomorrow's show, we could start taking some phone calls right off the bat. I'll be posting on that Facebook page the time. It'll be 8:30 tomorrow night. It'll be a Foodomania show, number 2 of this new series, and we'll open it up with answers tomorrow. We'll open it up with questions that everybody might have. I'm sure hoping that everybody can hear me right now. I'm using a different kind of a system, so I have no real idea if you can or can't, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed that you are. All right, that's it for now. I'm hoping that you'll respond to each other. That's what I hope that we got out of tonight's conversation. I hope you'll take advantage of some of those listings that I gave you for all us restaurant workers that finally found out within the last hour that we our places of work we're not going to be going in possibly tomorrow morning. Have faith. Something sad and scary will turn into something good and positive. And if we keep thinking like that, hopefully it will. We have a little bit of a rough road ahead, according to what we're reading, but we don't know, and that's the biggest problem. What I do know is that we're great people in this industry. I know that for a fact. It takes a lot of guts and a lot of strength to do the work that we do. To all you owners, thank you for keeping the faith. For all you workers, my fellow workers, hang in there, man. We're not alone. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.